WDET, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on the aforementioned radio stations, 1400 AM KSBT in really sunny Sandpoint.
Super sunny.
1450 AM at KBFI and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry, and also 97.1 FM if you are on that side of the dial, or you can go to that side of the dial if you get that better. And NorthIdahoRadio.com. You can listen anytime, anywhere. In fact, you can go into the archives and listen to last week's Wednesday show.
Oh.
Or Thursday.
What did we talk about last week?
I don't remember.
It's like a really long time. Oh, we did a song show.
Oh, we did.
About songs.
About songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, I don't remember.
Classic.
Anyway, it's I'm Bob Witte, by the way. It's Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly live local radio talk show, where we take a look. Who writes this stuff? Oh. We take a look at a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on that particular week. Of course, we've had top 10 favorite Christmas movies, mm-hmm. top 10 Super Bowl halftime shows, top mm-hmm. 10 favorite hiking and camping spots, mm-hmm. top 10 favorite breakfast cereals, mm-hmm. favorite things about the fall, favorite mm-hmm. concerts. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever's going on. And what's going on today? Well, it feels like summer.
A lot like summer.
Outside, even though it's not officially. You know that we complete each other's sentences?
Or I just interrupt you.
Yes, you do. Yeah. It's not officially summer for a couple more weeks, but it feels like summer outside. Toasty for the first week in June, that's for sure. And with the official start of summer, like I said, a few weeks away, it's time to plan for what you're going to do this summer. And with that, it's also time to bring back the Sandpoint Recreation Department's schedule of activities for this summer. Of course, there weren't any last summer, so we didn't do this show for the first time in a number of years. And but we are back, you know, vaccines and all of that, things are just getting better and better. And so the summer activities are back on schedule, and back with us this week is Jason Wiley, the Activities Director for the City of Sandpoint. So we'll be talking to Jason about the rec guide that's out again and activities you can do. Ricky, of course, is also here, and she will talk her favorite top 10 activities that aren't necessarily in this guide, but
probably not
things you like to do in and around Sandpoint. So we'll get to that here in just a minute. But first, a couple of announcements. Of course, Festival at Sandpoint is happening this late July, July 29th through August the 8th. You can go to festivalatsandpoint.com and see the entire lineup and purchase tickets if you'd like, or for more information there. Sandpoint Farmers Market is happening today from 3 until 5:30 in Farm and Park. It's every Wednesday and Saturday morning. IPA has live music this evening with Bright Moments, Arthur and the gang doing Bright Moments jazz.
They never play around town.
They play every week.
Every day.
They're somewhere. It's great.
Yeah. Oh,
they were at the Farmer's Market.
They were at the Farmer's Market on Saturday.
Also, today is the Full Draw Film Tour, Calling All Archers. Full Draw Film Tour returns to the Panada Theater 7 o'clock this evening for the best elk, whitetail, moose, and pronghorn archery hunts in the world.
Ooh.
It features spectacular scenery, family, friends, and lifelong memories. It has it all. You can go to panada.org for more information or to purchase tickets. Tomorrow is open mic night at the Long Shot on Boyer and Highway 2. Also, they have their first Friday lawn party on Friday there at the Long Shot. Friday is live from 525, which is 525 Pine Street, the festival office. The Powers and Bridges Home are playing. Every other week, they're doing a small concert. You've been to one.
I have. It was delightful.
And I was just told that the Powers and Bridges Home is already sold out. So never mind. Catch you in 2 weeks. The Pondere Winery has winery music on Friday. It doesn't say who's playing, but I'm sure you're going to love it. Saturday, Birds and Burritos. I never associated birds and burritos. Unless it's like a chicken burrito.
Well, I have been on like the beach in Santa Monica where the seagulls try to attack your burrito. But I've never. But is that what they mean?
No, this is saying here, join local birding expert and Kinnickzoo Land Trust board member Rich DiCarlo. He's also a passionate birder and breakfast burrito maker. And Celeste Grace will be along with the burritos as well as they introduce you to the birds of the Pine Street Woods Saturday from 6 until 10 a.m. Wake up with the birds. Enjoy a homemade breakfast burrito as you listen to a talk on birds in our area. And then enjoy a walk with bird spotting in and around the Pine Street Woods.
I mean, good for Rich DiCarlo. It's hard to find something that combines your two passions. And he really found it.
Birds and burritos.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Again, the Farmer's Market Saturday, 9 until 1, I believe. Oh, and this, one of my favorite places these days is the History Museum, Bonner County History Museum. It's free first Saturday, this Saturday, free admission to the Bonner County History Museum in Lakeview Park from 10 until 2. This month's event sponsored by our good friends, Jack and Shirley Parker.
Oh, lovely.
So thanks, Jack and Shirley, for doing that. And also this week, to honor the historic bell that was in the downtown
firehouse
is back at temporarily at Lakeview Park. And to honor that arrival, the Music Conservatory is holding free music this Saturday, a concert at 1 o'clock in Lakeview Park. You can go to Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness for their summer kickoff event. It's 5 to 8 p.m. at the Utara Brewery parking lot. So check that out on Saturday. John Fershey's playing at IPA Saturday. Longshot has an outdoor concert as well. And that's all stuff that's going on.
Oh, there's never anything to do.
This time of year, I mean, we sit around for months, especially during the pandemic year, with doing nothing. And ran into Terry Cooper at Super One this morning. Mm-hmm. Terry, God, I haven't seen you in 2 years. What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Yeah. What are you supposed to say to people?
Just sitting around the house. Anyway, we're just sitting around the studio right now. We've got Ricky's Top 10. Jason Wiley's with us from the city of Sandpoint. We'll be talking about summer activities right after this.
Winter Ridge Natural Foods is proud to carry the Garden of Life's doctor-formulated fish oil supplements. Known for their brain-boosting effect, the essential fatty acids of fish oil also help with joints, vision, heart health, pregnancy, and breastfeeding. Garden of Life guarantees that their fisheries are 100% traceable and sustainable, and the whole line is on sale through June. Come on into Winter Ridge to find yours and talk to our awesome wellness staff. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
When I injured my back on the job, I expected to lose a little time. But when I became addicted to painkillers, I almost lost everything. I was too proud to ask for help, but my wife convinced me to get treatment, and I'm recovering now.
Ask your doctor about opioid use disorder and treatment options. Call 211 or visit StopOverdoseIdaho.org to learn more. This content is the sole responsibility of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare and does not necessarily represent the official views of the CDC.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Outdoor Experience has been outfitting Sandpoint's outdoor enthusiasts since 1986. OE is your destination for everything run-related with quality brands like Hoka, Ultra, On, Brooks, and Salomon. Join them every Monday at 6 p.m. for their group run. La Chic Boutique on Main Street offers unique gifts, clothing, cards, jewelry, tableware, and much more. Supporting independent artist products that are unique to the area and one of a kind to you.
Sometimes the biggest threats to North Idaho forests come from things that are difficult to see. If you're a longtime resident or new to the area and own 10 or more acres of timberland, that asset might be under attack. Every year, insects and disease destroy entire forests of healthy timber, and your forest is fair game. Idaho Forest Group can help prevent insect or disease damage on your land by conducting a free, no-obligation assessment. We'll send an expert forester to check for insect damage and suggest a timber management plan that will help keep your trees healthy and prevent insects or disease from paying you a visit. And if selective thinning is called for, the trees we remove might put cash in your pocket. People new to the area or longtime residents have invested a lot in North Idaho. Don't let insects destroy your timberland. To schedule a visit by an Idaho Forest Group forester, visit ifg.com.
Have you thought about a new and improved low-maintenance metal roof? Badger Building Center has the industry's absolute best Fabrol metal roofing with the absolute best prices around. Fabrol metal roofing comes in 20 different color options. has a 40-year warranty and will give your home, pool, building, or shed the protection you're looking for. Visit Badger Building Center in Post Falls, Sagal, Bonners Ferry, or Kalispell for all your Fabrol metal roofing needs. Or visit them online for a free quote at badgerbuilding.com. That's badgerbuilding.com.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
I know. And we're back. North Idaho Wednesday, Ricky's Top 10 for this week. And we have Jason Wiley from the City of Sandpoint Rec Department with us because once again, after a year off, well, everything was a year off, we have the summer schedule of activities brochure, which is out. It's available at the city in the rec department. Also, there's a stack of them at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And are you going to bring them out to the library this year? I think we used to do that.
Yeah, we've just only got the first round distributions done.
So. I figured. Gotcha. So they'll be at the library sometime soon. And you can see all of these events we're about to talk about online. If you go to the City of Sandpoint website, it's all there. And online registration, and it's a great website. Mm-hmm. And it's all happening. Speaking of great, I just have to say, you know, with the new artificial turf at Memorial Field, my grandson has had several Little League games there on weekends. It's awesome.
It's fabulous.
I mean, those kids are so happy to be out there. It's like a pride of ownership kind of thing. It's like, this is our field, you know. And it's really been great to see parents coming up from, like, Lewiston and Coeur d'Alene, and they're looking around like, how did they get this? It is great. I have a quick question. You bring in the home run fence for softball or the Little League game, and if you have a baseball game, of course, you have the home run fence for that. Is that time? Is that easy to move around those fences, or is that a big deal?
It's easy, but it's time consuming.
It's not labor intensive. It just takes a lot of time.
It takes time.
I was just curious because how often you'd have to do that between softball and baseball during the high school season.
Yeah, we keep that in mind when we're doing the scheduling.
Yeah.
Just try to coordinate it and get everything done.
So you just leave it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea. Great job in getting the activities scheduled back out. And we're going to do a top 10. I have a top 10 my favorites activities in the booklet.
Of course,
Jason can fill in with his expertise on, I mean, these are his activities.
Right. So yeah, of course.
He's the guy. And then Ricky.
He's done all of the activities in the booklet.
You have a separate top 10 list.
I do, yes. Shall I start?
Thanks for expanding on that. No, I'm going to start because this involves you. It's like I said, the first page of the thing is your registration procedures, mm-hmm. and there's youth scholarship opportunities.
Yes.
And accommodations, and there's volunteer opportunities and employment opportunities as well. So you can check all of that out in the guide. But one of the first things that comes up on there is beginning junior sailing and advanced sailing.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, rumor has it, you are a sailor now.
I have been on a sailboat one time.
So are you a junior or are you ready for the advanced
I'm
class?
I'm full-on captain. I mean, I did steer the boat for about 3 minutes before they took it away from me. But I didn't crash it. So, yeah, I know what a, you know, a head sail and a mainsail are.
That's a good start.
Thanks.
And
I don't know that was the right. I know a rope is called a sheet. I feel like that's like a big deal.
Yeah, it's like a sheet. But Jason, who is junior sailing and advanced sailing aimed at? How do you know if you're ready for the advanced or if you should be a beginner?
So our beginning sailing is for the ages 10 through 18. It's really focused on getting youth involved for the beginners. So it's going to take them from square one and kind of get them up to snuff. As you know, there's a lot of terminology with sailing.
Yeah.
So it's learning the terminology. So when people are talking about you need to do this, they're not looking at them going, so what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they get hands-on. They're in the boats, learning how to tie knots and things like that. And it's a cool thing. The advanced sailing kind of moves on from that. A lot of adults will go ahead and go into the advanced sailing. They learn different than kids, obviously. So it's easier for them.
So I am an advanced sailor.
You are. To get into that, the youth, we like them to take the beginner sailing first before moving into the advanced sailing, for sure.
And especially for the youth, it's really important before they just jump in somebody's Hobie craft or something and take off on a windy day because that could be a recipe for disaster. So strongly suggest that they do this first. And when do those classes happen?
Those classes, we've got our first one coming up in June for the junior sailing. And then we've got two sessions in July for the junior sailing. And then both sessions of advanced sailing are in August.
Nice.
Very good. So. Again, you can go to the City of Sandpoint's website and get all this information. Ricky, you're number 10?
My number 10 is reading outside, particularly like in your own backyard, or if you don't have a backyard, you could just open the front door and sit in the doorway, you know, away from people and not in the woods and where you can't mess anything up or start any fires. Just take a book and sit outside with it.
So how many times do you have to move your chair as the sun moves across the yard?
I am a fan of the shade. I try very hard to not be in the sun, so I move my chair about every 2 minutes. It's constant.
Yeah, depending what neighborhood you're in, if you have trees or what have
you.
So.
Yeah. I do have a pretty good tree cover in our backyard. I'm pretty fortunate.
Good. I like it. I like reading. I like outside. Thanks. So that's a good one. My number 9, back to the rec guide, is junior lifeguarding, because I think it's really, really important, back to the youth thing, that people learn you know, the basic safety, because, I mean, lifeguards aren't on duty 100% of the time. And if you're just hanging at the lake, if you have the basic skills, mm-hmm. you could save somebody's life.
The Junior Lifeguarding is a great program. It's kind of created to help people get involved in the lifeguarding. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the lifeguards down there, mm-hmm. staffing those every summer. We've got to do a lot of recruitment. And this is a way for kids to give it a try, learn what it's about, mm-hmm. learn some of the skills and techniques that are there, and see if it's something they want to pursue. As far as, you know, stepping in and being a lifeguard either at the Y doing a pool setting mm-hmm. or at City Beach during the summertime. Mm-hmm. So
is this training taking place at the Y, or they do it in the lake? Or?
These level ones and level two this year, everything is down at City Beach.
Oh, nice.
So it's open water.
That's good. That's important. It's a big difference between pool and open water swimming.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you have openings right now for the regular lifeguards for this summer?
We are about halfway through training for our new lifeguards this year.
Well, good. I can't imagine a better summer job, you know, living in Sandpoint and hanging out at the lake and maybe saving somebody's life.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Your number 9.
My number 9 is pretty close to lifeguarding. There's so much going on in the summer in Sandpoint. There's a lot happening, tons of activities, no lack of things to do. I think it's very important to take the time to lay down. That was my number 9, laying down. You can lay down again in
How
your
is
backyard.
That like lifeguarding?
It's not at all. That was sarcasm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but you can lay down in your backyard. You could lay down inside your own house. Again, can't really cause a forest fire from there unless you're really good at it. You could lay down at City Beach. Lovely place to lay down. I'd highly recommend laying down in the summertime.
All right, and that is one summer activity you're not going to find in the rec guide, but there are lots of other...
If you want an instructor for how to lay down successfully, I'm your gal.
Yeah, it's important to know how to really do it.
Yes, it's true. Not people are not very good at it. Like, to really get that, like, super lazy couch potato attitude, it takes a lot of hard work, like preparation, to get to the point where you don't have to stand up for hours at a time.
We're going to take a break, and I'm going to have a little discussion with my daughter, Ricky, as we have Ricky's Top 10. Jason from the city is with us. We'll go through more summer activities on this summer type of day, mm-hmm. so stick around.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
I like to ride my motorcycle on the weekends. I'm a kind of rider.
I prefer real American heavy metal. I'm more of a brap, 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 brap kind of rider.
Come on, guys. If you were a real man, you'd be more of a
brum, 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 brum,
rider.
It doesn't matter what you ride, as long as you don't gulp, gulp, gulp and ride. Don't drink and ride. It's not worth your life or the life of someone else. This message brought to you by the Idaho Office of Highway Safety.
This month, Northern Quest presents The Benjamins, taking center stage with hits like Baby Got Bucks, Cash Cash Baby, and Is That Cash in Your Pocket or Are You Just Happy?
Don't miss the $44,000 Concerts in Cash giveaway at Northern Quest. You could win a load of cold, hard cash, plus two tickets to the summer concert of your choice. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
A job at Northern Quest is way more than just a paycheck. Sure, we offer some seriously competitive wages, but that's just the beginning. We also offer a 401k plan, health insurance, paid leave, and lots of opportunity for advancement. You even get a free meal on every shift. Because we believe in working hard for everyone who works for us. So if you're looking for a job, visit northernquest.com/jobs and apply today.
With summer just a few weeks away, the co-op is ready to help with whatever you have planned. Hiking and camping is always a summer must. At the co-op, you'll find camping supplies, safety gear, and outerwear to keep you safe and dry. And we also carry barbecue grills, smoking wood pellets, and grilling supplies. For those of you changing up your landscape, we've taken delivery of frost-free water hydrants and poly pipe for just about any irrigation application. For the guy who believes in work before play, the co-op stocks woodcutting accessories and safety gear to get you in and out of the woods safely and ready to go have some fun for the rest of the summer. And don't forget, the co-op is your source for tools and hardware for just about any home repair project you have in mind. Our fastener selection is impressive. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Ricky's Top 10 for this week, and we have Jason from the city of Sandpoint with us. We're talking about the schedule of activities for this summer coming up. We talked about lifeguarding, junior lifeguarding, and learning those lifeguarding skills, but I think I should mention there's also swim lessons available for kids. There's free classes thanks to Lighthouse and the Long Bridge Swim. And for more information on these swim lessons for kids and just swim in general, you can contact Lighthouse YMCA or to register at 263-6633, and that's free of charge. Speaking of family fun stuff, my number 8 thing in the activity guide is the family fun in the forest. And Jason, what is that?
So this is a program we partnered with the Scotchman's Peaks Wilderness to put on, and we're going to hold it at Lakeview Park.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of a kickoff to the summer, getting people involved and being outdoors, kind of reviewing, hey, you know, things to watch out for. I mean, we got the hot weather, and some of us are still in spring mode. So put on your sunscreen, bring your water bottles, all that kind of stuff. Along with just, it's, you know, being able to do some plant identification and kind of reorienting yourself to the outdoors and having a little bit of fun. And it's
like
a family-oriented event, free for anyone to come, so.
Nice. But I was just thinking, especially for people who maybe have come from a city where they're not really familiar, maybe don't feel very comfortable in going on some of our great hikes and stuff. Yeah. So, again, it is in the Lakeview Park Pavilion on Sunday, June 13th or June 27th from 2 to 4. And, again, it's completely free. So, good idea.
Great one. Well, you're not going to believe this. My number 8 is hiking. for real. I know this is not a casual, you know, lazy activity, but I do really enjoy a good hike. I have recently had a tick incident, and it's disgusting. And so I highly recommend people being very aware of that. They are prolific this year, so just be careful. I didn't even go very deep out into the woods anytime this weekend, and I still got a tick. And it was, I don't know if I mentioned, it was disgusting.
I would imagine.
Not a fan. So take the proper precautions for that and check, you know, all the places that you check for ticks, after you get out of the woods. Some of my favorite hikes, thank you for asking, are,
what are some of your favorite hikes?
I really enjoy the Ponderay Bay Trail.
Oh yeah.
The Sand Creek Trail is great. You can hike across the Long Bridge is wonderful.
Ponderay Bay Trail, by the way, is open. It's just the parking lot.
Yes.
It does not access.
The parking lot is not accessible, but you can always park at City Beach and hike from there. So yeah, highly recommend those very strenuous hikes. Bring some water and sunscreen.
Very good. So back to the tick thing. Mm-hmm. How do you check, what are you feeling around for when you're looking for a tick?
Gross parasitic monsters that are attached to your flesh. No, they particularly like your ears and the nape of your neck, and your, you know, private parts.
Gotcha.
Anywhere that's warm and hairy.
And if you've been walking like in tall grass, or imagine check your socks and
check
shoes.
Your socks and shoes and pants, and they can travel with you. Even if they're not attached to your skin, they can travel on your clothing. So be sure if you are in a highly dense tick area, take off your clothing outside if you can before you go inside the house.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Oh, sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
But it's good to discover them and take the proper precautions, yes, because it can be very dangerous, potentially. My number seven favorite thing in the activity guide is adult flag football. And I didn't even know there was such a thing. And Jason, where was this when I was younger?
Good question. So we've been doing this for a few years now. I ran two seasons in one summer, and then the following year we just scaled it back to one season. Two seasons was running into impacting too much family,
sure,
time, I think. So
yeah.
Just run it one in the summertime. Usually starts beginning of June and runs through about the beginning of August each year. A lot of fun. We do it Sunday afternoons, get nice together. It's a 7-on-7 passing league. Just kind of get together,
perfect,
have some fun with your buddies. And
it happens at Traverse Park, and adult flag football. What a great idea.
Because really
I know
idea.
There are a lot of people who want to play. They're just, you know, they're kind of past their prime. But it's like, I just want to go out there and run around like the kids get to do. So the registration deadline for adult flag football is May. Oh, it's already happened?
I think it's – I've got it open through today.
Okay.
So we extended a little bit.
Good
we're
save.
Still trying to get
– Yeah.
We're still trying to get a couple more teams to make the league go off this year. So
it's not too late.
So get in touch with the city rec department today if you want to get signed up or get your team signed up for adult flag football.
It feels like a good time to remind everyone that alcoholic beverages are illegal in city parks. My number seven is canoeing. I love a good boat ride. Canoes are one of my favorites. You can also bring all your gear with you, like say when you're canoeing at City Beach or down Sand Creek, because those are the only places I ever go.
You're lying.
I've been lying this whole time.
Seriously, where do you like to go? Are you just really not going to tell us?
I'm really not going to.
So
I like to
Green
go
Green Bay, for example. You're not going to tell us about that.
I've never heard of Green Bay before.
Okay.
Is that a nice place to go?
From what I hear.
Interesting.
Monarchs. You know,
what are the monarchs?
Over there. Anyway, you'll find your own great places to go canoeing. Is there anything people should know about canoes? Are there canoe safety classes or anything? Do you wear a life jacket in a canoe?
I always bring a personal flotation device. Thank you for asking. It's important, especially if you're on any other kind of watercraft, canoes, kayaks, major speedboats, sailboats. You always have enough PFDs for every person on the boat.
That makes sense.
Canoes, I often go with somebody who's more experienced than me. You and I canoe a lot together. It's good to have one person. If you're not a very strong paddler, it's good to have one person in the back to sort of steer and do the brunt of the work. And then the person in the front is just doing the more powerful. Yeah, exactly. Giving you the speed. And it is really important to make sure the canoe is well balanced before you get into it. Like if you're loading gear, like an ice chest or backpacks or something. And I always call them it's not a wet sack. It's a dry
bag.
Thank you.
The opposite of a wet sack.
I know. then you want to make sure that the canoe is floating in the water well balanced before the humans get into it. Otherwise, it'll just exasperate the imbalance.
Load the boat when it's in the water so you don't have to pick it up full of gear.
So smart.
That's why he's here. He's the expert.
Exactly.
On activities.
Yes.
Professional.
So then does that mean you guys are going to be at the Paddler's Challenge this Saturday?
Totally.
Yeah, totally, from what I hear. All right, moving on. My number six is the Ladies Golf Clinic. You can join my dear friend Mike DePries on Monday nights this summer for Ladies Golf Clinic. And I think I should join Mike for this, too, because he needs help. He can't handle all these ladies. Mm-hmm. So, join Mike and maybe myself. Fee includes arranged balls, and it takes place at the Elks Golf Course, and it goes from 5:30 until 6:30. Registration deadline is about a week from now, and session number one runs from June 14th to July the 12th, session number two from July 26th to August 23rd, and trust me, ladies, you'll be glad you did. Mike is extremely entertaining. Huh. He is a great golf coach, and you will have so much more fun playing if you kind of know what you're doing, as opposed to just going out there and slowing everybody down and losing your golf balls.
Right.
and stuff like that.
This has been one of a popular program. I mean, Mike's been doing it for a lot of years, and every summer he seems to go off without a hitch. So
nice. Yeah, and he thrives on this. He's just so funny, and he'll break into song and stuff like that. He's the perfect teacher for that particular program.
Nice. I like that. Was that number six?
That was my number six, yes.
Oh, yeah. So my number six is camping. My favorite place to camp is in my own backyard.
That's
or
not true.
My friend Perky has a beautiful landscaped backyard. I like to camp there.
Perky Smith Hagedon has been on the show several times.
Yes, a frequent guest. Yeah. So if you're looking for a place, just knock on her door. She would love that.
Hey, can we camp in your backyard? You have a bathroom?
Camping is great. Of course, there's nothing like camping without a campfire. It's my favorite thing in the world. Cause I know that I'm being responsible and not burning down our beautiful forest. So just keep that in mind. There's no greater thrill than not having a campfire while you're camping. So just be safe out there.
That sounds great.
Thanks. Yeah.
So this is not on my list, but or maybe it is. Yeah, this is my number five. Never mind, it is there. You had mentioned, we're talking to Jason before he came on the air, something about contra dancing.
Yes.
And I forget what that even is. And is the rumor true? Is contra dancing coming back?
It is in the fall.
Yes. Yeah, we're planning on bringing it back in the fall.
I don't know that it's in the summer guide.
It's kind of under our fall preview.
Gotcha.
Program.
Yes.
So Community Hall is occupied through this summer, so we won't be doing the reservations there, which is our location for holding the dance.
Oh, gotcha.
So we're planning on resuming again this fall.
Nice. So it's not a pandemic thing or anything like that?
No. Nope.
So what is, for my benefit and those listeners who don't know what contra dancing is, what is it?
Contra dancing is well, it's live dancing where you have a caller. So you kind of come in and you learn the moves or the steps, and then you've got live music, and then you have the caller calling out the steps you're going to do. So,
yeah.
And kind of
like line dancing.
Yeah.
So oh, like line. I know.
Very
line dancing.
Very similar to line dancing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done it, Ricky?
I have not, but my past coworker, Kristen, former coworker, at the chamber, and I had a running joke because it sounds dirty, like contra dancing. We just assumed it was some sort of
name of a movie,
pole dancing or something. And so we would always talk about this before chamber chatter, like, should we talk about contra dancing on the air? Like, is this okay? And then we finally figured out that it's very innocent, fun folk dancing.
Very far, yes. Very far from, you know, you don't need a partner for this.
Right.
Oh.
People swap, come around, you know, people dance with others and ask others. You get kids, you get families. All kinds of people come and show up to this. This is really well-attended program.
And again, everything we're talking about today, you can find in the schedule of activities for summer from brought to you by the Sandpoint Parks and Rec Department. You can pick up this well-done flyer at the Rec Department or at the Chamber of Commerce and soon to be the library. You can also see the descriptions and how to register and all of that online if you go to the City of Sandpoint website. We're going to go to our final break.
Whoa.
And when we come back, Jason's going to stick around. We've got Ricky's top 10 summer activities. So stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. The Bible says in Revelation 21, verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." How can a person be spared this second death? How can we be justified and be given life instead of death? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Galatians 3:11 says, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith." Friend, if you are to be justified before God and given eternal life, it will be by faith, by trusting in the person of Jesus Christ to make you righteous. If you'd like to know more about this, please contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. One day, toward the end of soccer practice, Dustin, my son, was goofing around with the ball and his dog Fetlock, our three-legged spunky Aussie. Not only could she chase, she could dribble with her nose. Dustin was showing Fetlock's maneuvers off to a friend when suddenly she yelped and refused to put any weight on her left rear leg. What's your diagnosis? Fetlock had twisted her leg too quickly and had ruptured her anterior cruciate ligament in her knee. This is a common injury in human athletes and in our canine athletes. After surgically repairing the knee and a long three-month rest, Fetlock is back on the soccer field using her body and nose and doing what she does best.
For more on other interesting cases, visit their website at www.idahovet.com. At North Idaho Animal Hospital, they care.
You ask, we listen. The new BuyMart.com is here. It's fully searchable so members can see what's in stock at their BuyMart. And it all starts with My Store. My Store is the BuyMart you shop every day. Designate your store and open the doors to your new BuyMart. You'll be able to search a growing list of products available at your store, and we'll keep adding more. Plus, buy online. Pickup in-store is rolling out to BuyMart stores over the next several weeks. Check BuyMart.com to see which stores have been added.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Ricky's top 10 for this week. Top 10 favorite summer activities. Before we get to that, I just looked up. Today is National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
My favorite of all holidays.
You've been a vegetarian since you were 12. Yeah. A National Rotisserie Chicken Day, and with it so warm outside, it's pushing 80 degrees right now. We're going to get up into the low 90s. If we feel like chickens in a rotisserie today, because we're not used to this heat. But anyway, if you're thinking about something for dinner, that's just my suggestion.
It's a great one.
My number four in our Ricky's top 10, talking about the...
I don't think I did my number five.
You didn't?
I definitely did not.
Okay, let's go back to your number five.
Hey, thanks. Given that it's National Rotisserie Chicken Day, and I knew that way ahead of time, my number five is barbecuing. I did actually, we barbecue a lot as a family outside in our own backyards, safely. And... you have several barbecues, but I finally, two summers ago, bought myself a tiny little Weber that I only use for my vegetarian things. So I know it's perfectly vegetarian. I've only roasted vegetables or grilled vegetables and vegetarian patties and stuff on it. And it's really fun. It's a nice way to spend a summer afternoon. It doesn't get the house hot by turning the oven and stove on. I highly recommend it. I love barbecuing, especially with charcoal. It's a whole sport of it, you know?
So when you just barbecue veggies, does it get that nice little char on the grill like hamburgers and stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think so.
All right.
Anyway, it was about time you got your own barbecue because it never really dawned on me your entire life that I was cooking your vegetarian stuff right next to the steaks and using the same tongs and all of
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Get your own barbecue. Anyway, my number four, I found this in the recreation guide yesterday. And where was this when I was younger? Men's volleyball. I'm a man. I played volleyball, but there's never been a men's volleyball. Has that been going on for a while?
We've probably had it for about 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Well, congratulations. So, I think that's awesome. Yeah, Tell us about it.
So it's a program we run in the fall, run it in the fairgrounds.
Nice.
Get together on Wednesday evenings, and they play. And we don't have enough for two evenings yet, but the one evening seems to work pretty good. A lot of it is we get a lot of beach and sand volleyball players as well. And so those guys were looking for something to do. And then we have the women's league and we have the co-ed league, but we didn't at the time. We hadn't had a men's league for a while. And so the number of people playing the sport had grown to the point where we've got it. They got to ref their own, call their own fouls and stuff like that.
That could get tough.
That's cool that there's enough interest to have their own league. That's great. I'm happy about this.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you mentioned beach volleyball. In fact, Savannah is going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Scott talking about beach volleyball. But in the men's volleyball, is there still co-ed volleyball? And is there enough to do both?
Well, yeah, they don't run at the same time. So the men's runs at the same time the women's does, which is roughly October through mid-December. And then in January through mid-March, co-ed picks up.
Yeah, cool. So again, for more information, contact the city rec department.
Yes.
Great. My number four is biking. Obviously, there's plenty of mountain biking, like on the Pendere Bay Trail. And I really enjoy, my best friends and I call it slow riding, where we just ride our bikes as slowly as possible on summer evenings through town. And it's so much fun, like just a ridiculously slow riding down city streets and just having conversations and, you know, taking your time getting there's it's hot. There's no reason to rush. It takes 2 minutes to ride anywhere in this town anyway. Just take your time, slow down. It's super fun. So that's our favorite thing. We oftentimes, our end goal is the jetty at City Beach, where we, you know, catch a beautiful sunset or take a dip in the lake.
Nice.
Very good. My number three in the activities guide, open gym basketball. I think it's a great idea, and I'd love to get kids out there playing, kids of all ages, and What do we need to know about that?
So we run that one generally starts mid-November. We run that through mid-March. We've been doing this as long as I've been here and since before then. The youth times are reserved from 3 o'clock till 4:30, and that's free for youth. 4:30 to 6 is for the adults, and it's $2 a head. I've got a gym supervisor there. Make sure they don't tear the place down and get people going right. people have a lot of fun. We get a lot of people that come out for that.
Nice.
And it's a good time.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's a good time, and just keep kids 3rd through 12th grade just be active and keeping in shape. And there, like you said, there's a gym monitor. It's not a babysitter. It's not a referee. It's just somebody there to make sure that the doors are open and all of that.
Cool. So,
Ricky, you are number three.
That's a good one. My number three is boating. Obviously, it's a huge summer recreation thing here in Sandpoint. I am now an expert advanced sailor, super into sailboats, which is actually really fun. I do recommend if anyone can take that class. It's a really fun thing to learn how to do. And obviously, speedboats. My sister just bought a new wake surfing boat. We always go out on a pontoon boat for Bob Woody's birthday. I do want to stress, we do have boating rules and responsibilities pamphlets at the chamber, as well as the Bonner County Sheriff's boating map with all the public docks and launches and stuff like that. And then, of course, there's always, I believe it's 200 feet from the shore, is a no-wake zone all around the entire lake. So just keep that in mind. Sailboats always have the right-of-way. It's all that kind of like, you know, fun courtesy things that everyone should know about when enjoying our beautiful lake.
I would mention, remember that when you're passing underneath bridges or train trestles, it is a no-wake zone for those that boat at the south end of the lake for a long time, and then you come up here to Sandpoint. Personal experience.
Very good. We are to my number two, and that is the Rails to Resort Hill Climb. And that's another new one. On me. So tell us about that, Jason.
So this has kind of been an event that's been going on for quite a long time. Off and on, it's handed off from different organizations to different organizations.
Gotcha.
I picked it up about 4 years ago to keep it alive. And this race starts on the other side of the railroad tracks by the Red Barn lot for Schweitzer. It goes up Schweitzer Road to the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
You ride your bike all the way up
to the hill. Yes, on the road. And some people go.
Our producer just said, "Can you take your electric bike?"
I don't have a category for that one yet.
that is a ride, but it's so. I would bet 20, 25 years ago, people go, "Oh, that's impossible! Ride your bike all the way up Schweitzer." But now it's fairly common. In fact, you even made an event out of it. So congratulations on that.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Definitely,
it's happening Saturday, August the 21st, Red Barn parking lot. As Jason said, and you can pre-register for only $25.
Oh, that's my sister Paula's birthday. I can't go.
Darn it.
Dang it. I've been training.
Is she related to me, too?
You could sign her up as a birthday present.
She would kill me.
Yes, she would kill you.
My number two is swimming. Obviously, I love swimming. I swim almost every night after work. I probably am going to go swimming tonight. My very favorite secret spot to go swimming in all of Sandpoint, and this one is real. I'm really going to tell you my secret spot is City Beach. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's right off the Pendere Bay Trail, where you can also go swimming somewhere in town in a public park near City Beach.
So it's a great place to swim.
It actually is. And there's lifeguards. It's so easy, especially if you get off work. Like when I was in the service industry, I'd get off work at 9 p.m. The sun's just going down. No one is at the beach. You can have the place to yourself, dip in the water really quick, go home and have, you know, relaxing time, home stuff that you do. I lost my train of thought, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a nice, refreshing little dip in the lake. I highly recommend.
Do you do it this time of year? Isn't the water pretty chilly?
It's pretty cold right now. Yeah. Which is also a good reason to go to City Beach because the water is more shallow for in the swimming area. So it's a little bit warmer.
To my number one is just a whole list of summer events and fun runs and stuff that I highly suggest, the Schweitzer Adventure Camp. My grandkids have done that and loved it. The Watershed Discovery Camp, the Elks Youth Golf Program, which is wonderful for kids to learn to play golf, and they get golf clubs and stuff, and the Elks pays for everything. All the Bonner County History Museum events, the Chafe 150 is coming back this year. There's a free fishing day coming up. JC's Race will be back this year. King of the Concrete for kids on their skateboards and such. The Bay Trail Fun Run is back after a year off on October 3rd. Long Bridge Swim, of course, the first Saturday in August. POAC has their Arts and Crafts Fair downtown, Schweitzer Summer Activities, and more. And all of those things are listed in the schedule of activities for summer that you can pick up at the Sandpoint Parks and Rec Department.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Good job. Yeah. Your number one, summer activities.
My number one is, we did a show about this the other day. We've gotten super into gardening as a household. We have a huge vegetable garden. It's all coming up much more successfully than last year. A bit of trial and error. But one of my all-time favorite things in the summer is to sit, this is real, actually in your own backyard and pick hot, fresh fruit off of the vines and the trees. And there's nothing like it, like warm raspberries in the sun. And you just get to eat them right off the, you know, bush. It's there's nothing like it. It's beautiful and it's lovely.
Even better than picking your own raspberries is to have your neighbor do it and then have her make jam out of it for you.
Sure.
That's what I do, right, Amelia? Anyway, that's going to do it. Jason, anything else to add about the rec guide or your website or...
You know, you can register for all the Parks and Rec programs on our website. So you go to sandpointidaho.gov, go to the Parks and Rec Department and program registration, and you can get all registered there. Two little quick programs that I do want to make sure is we do have the Sand Creek Paddlers Challenges back this year.
Great.
That is this Saturday, June 5th. So if you haven't registered, you can go online and register for that now. Or you can just register the morning of. Yeah, you guys could join me. And then adult softball is back as well for co-ed softball. Yeah. And that starts up after the 4th of July. Our registration is June 13th. So.
And I just can't stress enough how great it is to have all these activities back after an unbelievable year off from everything. And again, that paddle is this Saturday. And when is there a registration cutoff, or can you just show up?
You can show up in the morning. Our timing on that is check-in and late registration is at the City Beach Pavilion from 9 to 9:30. We do a 9:45 pre-race meeting and 10 o'clock start. And we go up and back on Sand Creek, about 4 miles total.
So up to
Popsicle Bridge,
turn around and come back. Is the tide still coming in on Sand Creek right now?
You don't notice it.
So anyway, you can go check that out again. You can go to the City of Sandpoint website and look at it's a great website. It's very informative, and you can sign up for all of these things. See, there are even more activities there than we've mentioned today. So you can go. Check that out and enjoy the summer. Enjoy this weather. It's going to be in the low 90s in Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry.
Wow.
Yeah. How often does that happen this time of year? Today and tomorrow, it's going to be much cooler tomorrow, just a high of 89.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
I did want to point out, too, that if you do pick up the in-person, the physical Parks and Rec ride, they always have a beautiful hand-painted local painting on the front this year. I don't know what kind of flower this is. A poppy? It's really beautiful. I stumped Jason.
That is great. You know, I'm horrible with it. But our administrative assistant, Cammie Blood, she's the one that does all the colors for us. In it.
Great job, Cammie. All right. Great job, Jason. Thanks for joining us from the Sandpoint Rec Department for Ricky's Top 10. I'm back in here tomorrow. We have Dr. Joseph Wassef from Bonner General Health with us and Beach Volleyball Talk. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.